I think about quitting every day. But it is still amazing that this is your 500th episode. Especially, you don't really realize how big of a deal that is until you see all the other people you listen to or their podcast. How no one is really anywhere near 500.
I know.
Even the people that you think that are amazing or that have been like, you know, they think of themselves as the pillars of the community. Mm-hmm. They are not near 500.
They are not.
Obviously, their responses are going to be quality versus quantity. But still, the fact that you put out...
We just know that Ricky puts out more.
You have put out more than anyone that we know.
It's not just ruined... It's me, Big Fatty, online.
They are not near 500.
They are not.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1500 of the BFO for Friday, the 25th of October, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, it ain't nothing but voice letters today. Big Fatty! Oh, and there's cake! Hello, quincentenarians. Big Fatty, what does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. And y'all, you are quincentenarians because, y'all, you have spent 500 hours listening to the BFO as of today, assuming that you've listened to all the little shows. And y'all, that music in the background can only mean one thing. Y'all, 2 months from today is Crema Day. So, y'all, I hope you got your shopping list ready. Yes, Big Freddy, we've got it ready. So, anyway, y'all, today is a milestone because today marks the halfway point of the BFO. From here, we get closer to the end. Big Freddy, we've been getting closer to the end since the beginning. Well, that's true, but now we're over the hump. Big Freddy Volga. And, y'all, quite honestly, Big Freddy stayed home on Thursday. I've got the creeping crud. And so I thought it best to stay home and try to get get well. And y'all, thank goodness a little birdie got the word out about Big Fatty having his 1500th little show. And y'all, by the way, if you haven't called in to wish Big Fatty congratulations, just go and post something over at the BFO under the comments, or y'all send a picture over to Spotting Big Fatty of Big Fatty celebrating his 1500th show, or maybe other people celebrating Big Fatty's 1500th show. Big Fatty, that sounds just lovely.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hey there, Big Fatty. It's Turnip Head calling, and I just want to take a quick moment of your time to say congratulations on 1500 shows. However, before I get into it, somebody else wants to pipe in quickly.
Hey, Big Fatty. This is Kyle in Hawaii. Just calling to say happy Potterversary. Love you lots. Take care. Bye.
Thank you, Kyle. Cutie pineapple princess. Okay, Big Fatty, I've said this to you before, and I'm going to say it to you again. You bring a lot of joy, happiness, and wisdom to my life, but not just for those 5 days a week, 20 minutes a day. You do this for many people. Even when you just matter, you entertain us and you make us feel good about ourselves. So, it's time for you to feel good about yourself. I know that you're a humble man, and it's hard for you to accept compliments or praise, but I'm going to say this. A lot of us out there appreciate you. I appreciate you. And I think you are one amazing person. So take a quiet moment by yourself and just reflect and be proud of who you are. And I'm going to throw some of your own advice back at you, and I'm going to say, shut up and accept the compliment, the praise, the appreciation, gracefully. Now, thank you for 1500. Here's to 1500 more. Pour yourself an extra stiff Tanqueray and tonic, and maybe this one time, throw in a third lime. I love you a lot, Big Fatty.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that was a turnip head and that the Pineapple Princess, that Kyle and the Hawaiians. And thank you so much for the call. That's just lovely. Y'all, by the way, we ain't going to get through all these today, so you're going to have to hear some more of these on Monday. Or two, I say Tuesday next week. So y'all just, if you called in and you don't hear it today, just know I've gotten it. I've listened to them all, and I appreciate every one of them, but we ain't going to get through them all. Ready? Big Ready that just brought a tear to my eye. Well, I think that's because it came from the heart. But that's better than coming from the fart.
Hey, Big Fatty. Hey, Pluto.
Hi.
It's Timmy Sims.
Hi, Timmy.
I'm at the beach. I'm with Lexi at the beach. It's a gorgeous, beautiful day. And I just was told that I needed to call and give you a voice message for your 1500th episode show thingy. So congratulations on your 1500th show thingy. And Lexi says hi. She got in the water today. It's the first time at the beach. 1500 shows. That's crazy. I'm only at like 300 and you're at 1500. So the 1500 more. Congratulations. Super cool. Super, super cool. Love you.
Bye,
Pluto.
Bye. Y'all, that is that Timmy Sims, along with his new little puppy, Lexi. And Timmy, thank you so much for the call. Y'all, by the way, I'm playing these in the order that they were that they were received. Timmy, thank you so much. It's just lovely hearing your voice and to hear happiness in your voice. And, you know, that's just wonderful. And, y'all, a voice that always brings happiness when Big Fatty hears it.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Halfway. Congratulations on 1500. Moose.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is that Moose P, y'all, one of the finest people that walks the face of the earth, y'all. And, you know, Moose was the number one fan of the BFO for 2010. And, Moose, thank you so much for remembering old Big Freddy. Berg Freddy, how could he forget? He listens to you. He's listened to 3,000 episodes because he listens twice to each one of them.
Hey there, Big Freddy. This is R.C. Martinez calling from Madison, Wisconsin. I was just calling to wish you a happy 1500th episode. Damn, it's a long number. Can't even say it right. Fuck. I know it's a little bit early. I just was requested to do so by the lovely Kathy Bacon, and actually she kind of threatened me. She told me that if I didn't, I'd be getting a call from her at 5 in the morning on my birthday. So anyway, here I am wishing you a happy 1500th episode. All right. Thank you for calling. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is R.C. Martinez from up there in Cheese Country. Big Freddy. And, R.C., thank you so much, and I'm sorry it took a threat. A threat, I say, from Miss Bacon to get you to call, but I'm sure you would have done it nonetheless. But you're right. You don't want Miss Bacon calling you at 5 a.m. in the morning on your celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Freddy.
Hello. Bacon.
Hey, Pooter. Pooter? Poodle.
Hi.
Pooter.
Hi.
Oh, I can't remember the names I was going to call you guys.
Oh, I don't either.
Pooter? Scooter? Oh, whatever. Hey, you know, so I'm realizing, like, you know, I work in the accounting department. What kind of the accounting department? Government is nothing like regular CPA firms and stuff like that or businesses. We don't even do business the same way. A debit for us is a credit for you and so on and so forth, whatever. And the accounting system we use does all the journal entries for us, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, I'm kind of a mathematician of sorts. Like, I help my daughter with her math homework. My son, who is a math genius going to college to be an industrial engineer. I like troubleshoot his math issues or problems, or sometimes he tries to make me feel smart by asking me what 3 plus 9 n is when n equals 2, so on and so forth. Well, anyway, the answer is 21, I think. So anyway, so he tries to make, yeah, I just pulled into my driveway. Anyway, so I'm sitting here and I'm going, mathematician. Okay, so Farty has had his show going for, let's see, I've been a loser of the number one fanboy club for how many times in a row? So that's like 6 years. And I'm like, okay, so I get, I call because I'm addicted to calling the BFO. And so anyway, when it comes down to it, all that matters is I swear I have called 1,500 times. I swear it. So this is my 1,500th anniversary, my 1,500th call right here, right now. I would just about bet a bag of nickels over it. Anyway, congratulations for you for your 1,500th show. And I am going to sabotage that that number one fan thing come January.
Oh, yes. Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And y'all, believe it or not, that is the only call we have from Miss Bacon today. Big Fatty! It's the season of miracles. And y'all, I gotta say, on yesterday's little show, you know, we had a lot of calls from Miss Bacon, but y'all, I had saved up some of those. It's not like she called, hung up and called back and hung up and called back. No, Big Freddy, it was not like that. It was just I needed to. I just can't get them all played when they come in. So, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the lovely mathematical wishes. And here's a way that I'm going to thank you for all your calls over the time. For the next 1,500 shows, all we're going to do is play your calls. No, we're not, Big Fatty! No, we're not going to do that. But this is a little gift for you, Miss Bacon, and I just want to say thank you for being a little bird and putting the word out there in everybody's ear. So here's a voice for you to go into your ears to make you feel special. Yes, Big Fatty!
Hey, Big Fatty. Something special about 1,500. I don't know what it is. Gentlemen callers, pounds you've lost. I don't know. Something like that. Maybe it's 1,500 shows. So that means halfway done. Can't believe it. Larry Dean. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is Larry Warbucks. And Larry, thank you so much for calling. It's just lovely to hear your voice. We need to hear it more. Big Fatty, you know what it is. It's happened for 1,500 times, and it's I do it every day at the start of the new show just for Larry Dean because he loves it. What is that, Poodle? Yes! Oh, I didn't know Larry Dean liked that. Yes! So, well, there you go. And Larry Dean, it is not 1,500 gentlemen callers. That happened back during the Carter administration. Fatty, you're just silly.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Anna. Thank you for the well wishes on the Sunday show. I am home from the hospital now. I was probably really still too early, but, you know, that's the break. And I wanted to wish you a happy 1,500th episode. Here's to another 1,500 more, and I hope you're doing well, and I hope that you had safe travels. I'm not always not listening to Tuesday's show, so I don't know completely. Take care, love you, and have a good one. Bye.
Y'all, that, of course, is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. And I'm glad that you're home and on the road to recovery. And, you know, even if maybe you felt like they discharged you from the hospital a little too early, y'all, there's just something about being in your own bed that makes you feel better. So anyway, Princess Hannah, hope you stay well and get back on the path to righteousness. Big Freddy, what does that mean? I don't have any idea.
Hey, Fatty, this is Daniel.
Hello, Fatty. Oh, that sounded horrible. I hear that you have something special coming up.
Wait. Who are you?
I'm Adam. I said I'm Adam
already.
No,
but I cut that out. He doesn't know that.
You cut it out.
Yeah, this is the best produced voicemail ever.
It's not. Look, I hear you have something very special coming up other than a colonoscopy, because I know it was time for you to schedule that as well.
Right.
Have you done that, by the way? Because, you know, you're up that age.
Right. He probably has a theme for that. Mark it on your
Poodle,
calendar.
Poodle,
yes?
Poodle, could you remind Fatty that he needs to go and get a colonoscopy?
Oh, no problem.
That's very important. Anyway,
okay.
I hear you have a 1500th show coming up.
15th show, because 100 of his shows is pretty much like a you know, there's enough content for a single
right,
show
exactly.
in every 100 of his shows. This is basically his 15th show.
So I tell you what, the first episode of Fatty was him opening the green share, the little thing that comes in the newspaper with coupons in it. Now in the 1500th episode, he's now down to like the last coupon. There.
I think the first episode of Fatty was like Telegraph. Anyway, Fatty, congratulations on 1500 shows. We love you.
Yes.
Dear.
We love you.
Oh, yes. Y'all, that of course is that's that Daniel Biba and Adam Burns. And they're the purveyors. They're the what did they do? They started the Pride 48. And thank y'all so much for taking time out of your busy Best Produced Podcast schedule. And you bring up a good point about the colonoscopy, because you know Big Fatty had one at age 50, and it's I'm about 3 years away from needing another one. And Daniel, you are correct. I do have a theme song for the colonoscopy.
Turn around and kneel. Yeah, pop you in the pooper phase. Now you know how great that feels. I pop you in the pooper phase. Now you know how great that feels. See, I told you you'd like it.
Hey, Dad, it's Nessa. So I've actually been meaning to call for like 2 weeks, but Kathy Bacon gave me a kick in the ass. So for the last few minutes of my break, I wanted to make sure that I called. But you were talking about the Total Wine like 2 weeks ago. And I thought of you when I was at Total Wine, because I had to get some Tanqueray and tonic while my in-laws were here. Oh, I wasn't there 2 weeks ago. I was there like a month ago. Anyway, they actually sold this tonic water that had like lime infused in it, and it was so good, and I wish I could remember what it was called. But I found it at Total Wine in the tonic section. It was like a little 4-pack of bottles, and it was very good. Very, very, very good. I enjoyed it. But yeah, and hey, your 1500th episode is coming up, and wow. That just means you're halfway done, right? But congratulations. I love you. I love the show. Hey, Poodle.
Hi.
I will talk to you later.
Yeah, guys, y'all, that, of course, is Nessa, formerly from the Kleenex cast, and, that's my youngest daughter, Nessa. And, Nessa, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It's just lovely to hear your voice, and I appreciate the heads up on the lime-infused tonic water. I'll look for it the next time I'm out at the Total Wine, and I'll have to go over in the tonic water section, I guess, and take a look at. Oh, dear, I see, y'all. We didn't get through all the voice letters today. I still got 8 more of them. Be ready. Y'all. I hope you have a lovely weekend. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids over there from the Stinky Orangutans talking about how nobody else was even close to 500 little shows. Big Fatty, you know, they've got a good point there. Well, what do you mean, Poodle? Well, Big Fatty, 1500 isn't close to 500 at all. You hit your 500th show back on January the 4th, 2010. So actually, they're just telling the truth. You're not even close to them, thank goodness.
They are not near 500.
They are not.
Oh, no, we're not near 500 at all. We're way beyond.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Meow.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.